Today, we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, remembering that day long ago when he was baptized by John in the River Jordan. Now, Jesus was one of a multitude of people from all over who were making their way to the wilderness to see and to hear John. And John had a simple message: repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. So often we make our theological sermons so convoluted that, but it's repent, come to the Lord, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Jesus left his hometown of Nazareth to travel out into the wilderness to be baptized by John. But you know, Jesus was different from all the other people who listened to John's message, because Jesus was not baptized because he was caught up in the excitement of John's preaching, nor was he baptized because he needed his sins washed away. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, he identified with us, with you and I. And I think that's part of the answer to that puzzling question about why Jesus, who was the Son of God without sin, would be baptized by John. Because clearly, Jesus didn't need to have his sins forgiven like the rest of us. Neither was he overwhelmed by John's preaching, as wonderful as John's preaching may have been. John recognized that when he said to Jesus, I need to be baptized by you, not you, me. Jesus, though, wanted to know what it was like to be baptized by John. He wanted to identify with you and me. He wanted to see the same thing that other people saw when they come up out of the water. You know, it's so much easier for us to identify with someone who's experienced the same things as we have. I don't know whether you've noticed that. If we've been through something, we can relate to a person who's going through those same things so much clearer, so much easier. While I was in Haydn, there was a young man suicided, and I really had nothing I could say to that family. But one of the other ladies in our congregation had a brother suicide, and she was able to minister to that family far better than I ever could, because she could relate to them in a way that I couldn't. That common experience brings us to, creates a bond. There's a young lady, or a mother named Mary, Marie. Her only son died at the age of 17. He died of a drug overdose. And for weeks, that young mum was so wrapped in grief that she was unable to function. And one day, an older woman advised her to give her grief, constant grieving, to the Lord. Give your sorrow to the Lord, she said, and he will give back to you 100-fold what you have lost. And those two women prayed together. The older woman said that she'd keep Marie in her prayers. And Marie got up and began looking for things that she could do for others. She began looking for ways to prevent the same tragedy that she had experienced from happening to other families. And today, Marie works in a halfway house for young addicts. And on her bulletin board, she has close to 100 snapshots of young men and women who call her mum. The Lord did restore her 100-fold what she had lost. The pain of losing a son is still there, but her life is filled with purpose and meaning, and she and our older friend continue in their ministries. You know, one of the reasons why the incarnation of Christ is so important to us is that we want to be able to believe that God understands what it's like to be human, what it's like to be like us. And he could only do that through the incarnation of Christ. And there on the banks of the Jordan, Jesus identifies with you and me. And when we're baptized, we identify ourselves with Jesus. If we're baptized as an adult, we can do that ourselves. When we're baptized as an infant, we do that when we get confirmed. Something wonderful happens to us when we're baptized. We publicly declare our intentions to strive to be like Jesus and to follow God's will for our lives. When we're baptized, our lives change. We see things differently than before. We see other people differently than before. Because our baptism enables us and empowers us to do those things that Jesus would want us to do here and now. We're able to identify with Jesus because we too have been baptized. And such identification changes our lives. There's a teacher named Stanley Howarth. He opens one of his classes by reading a letter from a parent to a government official. The parent complains that his son, who has received the best education, gone to all the right schools and headed for a good job as a lawyer, had gotten involved with this weird religious sect. Now, members of this sect controlled his every move. They told him who to date, whom not to date, had taken all his money. And the parents are pleading with the government official to do something about this strange religious sect. So who is this letter describing, he asks. And most of his class thought they were describing something like the Orange People, one of the strange sects that are out there. But actually, it was a composite document drawn from letters from the 3rd century, Roman parents concerned about a group called the Christians, about us. You know, when we're baptized, we identify ourselves with Jesus. We give ourselves to him without reservation. That was one of the hardest things in my life ever to do, was to say, okay, God, I give you control, and not want to continue to take it back. Still do at times. But in doing so, we are able to love as he has loved. It's like a high school English teacher that I heard about. A few days before the start of a new school year, one of her former students visited her classroom. She didn't recognise the young man who knelt down beside her to thank her for all that she had done for him. He said, I have a good job, a wonderful wife, 2 little girls. And she desperately wanted to remember who he was, but she couldn't. Over the years, there'd been so many students that she'd lost track. He said, I came to tell you that I graduated from high school because of you. I knew you loved me when I was your student because you'd walk around the class while you lectured and you'd stop at my desk and put your hand on my shoulder. This teacher made a world of difference in the life of this young man. When you returned my papers and they weren't very good, he told her, you always wrote something encouraging. This young man's high school years were very difficult. His father had shot and killed his mother in a drunken argument. The other teachers acted as if they despised me, he said. But you kept treating me as if I was somebody, and I wanted to say thank you for loving me. It's made all the difference in my life. The teacher hadn't even known this tragedy had happened. She had simply loved all of her students. When we are baptized, we align ourselves with Jesus Christ, loving other people as Jesus loved us. Finally, when we identify with Jesus, we identify with a sick and dying world. Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River, mark the beginning of his earthly ministry. Our baptism is our starting point too. Agatha Burgess lives in a small town of Buffalo, and she gets up every morning to cook at 5 o'clock. 80-year-old Agatha has been doing this 5 days a week for 15 years. She gets up and cooks food for Meals on Wheels, which is picked up by volunteers at 11 a.m. By noon, another group of people come, mill workers and judges and truck drivers. And Agatha feeds anyone who comes to the door. She makes them feel welcome. She encourages them to fill their plates and go back for seconds. For all this, they pay $5.75. She knows that that's too much for some people, and she doesn't ask them for anything. When asked why she does this, she says, "I love it." She'd always wanted to be a person that lived by the side of the road and to be a friend to people. She was asked why she didn't stop and rest, and her response was, "I wouldn't have anything to live for." Because these people come every day, they mean so much to me. Agatha has a love of Jesus in her heart. And when we identify with him, we also identify with the needs of those around us. Just listen to the witness of a young girl. "I was walking home the other day," Jenny said, "and there was a lady I'd never met before, not far from our house. She was old with white hair. I went to her and asked her, what's the trouble? Because she was talking to herself. She didn't hear Jenny at first, so she asked again, 'Can I help you?' And the woman responded, 'A little girl, if you could, that would be wonderful.' Well, Jenny was offended by being called a little girl, but decided to help the woman anyway. The woman was searching for a daughter's house and had somehow gotten lost. But she'd taken a wrong turn, Jenny said. I was going to tell her where she'd gone wrong, and I started to, but she couldn't get what I was telling her. So Jenny debated with herself what to do. Should she help this woman, or should she go home to do the work that she had to do? And the girl decided to help the older woman find her daughter's home. As they walked through the neighbourhood, the girl began talking with this elderly woman. I told her about the stores and the shortcuts, and I told her where the phones are. I asked her where she lived, and pretty soon she was telling me everything. They soon discovered that they had much in common. Their lives connected. We got to be pretty good friends by the time we got there, where her daughter lives and her grandchildren. The older woman was tired and out of breath when they finally found their destination. She thanked the girl for helping her. She said, 'Thank you. So many times I thought you'd never stop.' She grabbed my arm. She said, 'God sent me to her.' And she'd pray to him later before she went to sleep to thank him for me." At first, Jenny wasn't sure the woman was serious, but I looked at her and she had tears in her eyes, so I knew that she was. Walking, that girl gained a new insight. "Maybe God puts you here," she says, "and gives you these hints of what's ahead, and you should pay attention to them because that's him speaking to you." You know, that's good advice for us as we celebrate the baptism of Jesus this day. Why was he baptized? To identify with you and me. Why are we baptized? To identify ourselves with him. And what happens when we identify with him? We find ourselves identifying with the world for which he died. And that helps us to identify the ministry that God is calling each and every one of us to. Why? Because God has a plan and a purpose for each of our lives, yours and mine. And he would dearly love us to take hold of those and run with them. In Jesus' name.